USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States and NATO countries are deploying military assistance to Ukraine as the threat of a Russian invasion of the country rises. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, however, remains hopeful there will be a peaceful resolution to the situation.
At the same time, NATO remains ready to continue dialogue with Russia. Following the NATO-Russia Council earlier this month, I have now invited all members to a series of further meetings.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear challenges to affirmative action admissions policies at Harvard University and the University of North Carolina. Justices have generally upheld affirmative action in recent decades, but the High Court now has a 6-3 conservative majority. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
President Joe Biden's approval ratings are taking a hit as he enters the second year of his term. New Jersey Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew on Fox Business questions why Democrats insist on passing voting rights legislation and the Build Back Better Act despite pushback from within their own party.
Do you think that you would learn and you would see this isn't going well, we're not doing the right thing, this isn't what the American people want, we better really double back here and figure this out? They just intensify all the wrong things that they're doing.
An AP poll found more Americans are identifying as Republicans than Democrats. Wall Street is on track for its worst monthly decline since 2020. The Dow down over 1,000 points at times on Monday. Monday's decline putting the S&P down more than 9% this month. Economists believe investors are nervous about the possibility of the United States sending troops to Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The British Supreme Court will hear WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's appeal on his extradition to the United States to face charges for leaking government documents over a decade ago. His partner, Stella Morris, says she's concerned for Assange's well-being throughout the process.
Let's not forget that every time we win, as long as this case isn't dropped, as long as Julian isn't freed, Julian continues to suffer.
A Bahamas cruise ship company is forced to turn around for one of the most unlikely reasons.
A cruise ship headed to Miami changed course and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The IRS will start accepting tax returns on Monday, and those who have been struggling to find work are in for a rude surprise. That's because, unlike last year, every penny of unemployment will be taxed.
The government views unemployment benefits as replacement wages, and so they are generally taxed the same as wages, with 2020 benefits being that major exception.
University of North Texas accounting professor Peggy Jimenez. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.